Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The whole thing is just weird.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You're gonna have to fight me first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we got a five-star, I'm talking about VIP guest list, folks. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, formerly of HBO, now an independent broadcaster. He'll be here in a little while. Tyson Fury, the undefeated heavyweight sensation from the UK. That's right, Tyson Fury. What is he, 6'9"? Yeah, we're going to fit off 6'9" of him in the show in just a few minutes, right? Tyson Fury will be on the show in just a few minutes. MMA hour, we're talking The Ultimate Fighter. We're talking about the finale tonight, of course, of The Ultimate Fighter and The Ultimate Fighter main event on FX Cable. I'm talking about the California Kid will be in the house, Uriah Faber and I. And, of course, he's taking on Scotty Jorgensen. But straight up, Uriah Faber, a big favorite tonight to beat your Scotty Jorgensen on FX Cable. Of course, that is The Ultimate Fighter finale. Season 17, the longest running fight show in history. So we've got lots of MMA to talk about. We've got Nonito Donaire, Guillermo Rigano going on HBO tonight from the Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Of course, the second boxing card to ever be held there. Some intrigue with that. Of course, the clash of the 122-pound Titans. Who will prevail? The guy from the Philippines or the guy from Cuba? Straight up, I think it's a toss-up. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, open phone lines coast to coast. Tyson Fury coming up in a couple of minutes. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. Don't forget, you are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Game Golf is revolutionizing golf, and now you can be a part of it at GameGolf.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all of the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with GameGolf.com. Game Golf lets you quickly and easily measure every aspect of your actual round. Go to GameGolf.com today to discover golf's newest and most innovative interactive technology. With Game Golf, you can track all of your shots and connect with your friends from around the corner to around the world. See your game, share your game, compare your game, and compete like never before. Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood are both early adopters, and you can be too. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way golf is played. Go to GameGolf.com today and join golf's global revolution. You can see all of the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have away from the links. Check out GameGolf.com today. Know your game. GameGolf.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Still to come, the Godfather, of course, the the godfather of the television world when it comes to boxing, Larry Merchant, will be here about 38 minutes past the hour. We are pleased to be joined by our next guest. He is the undefeated heavyweight sensation from the UK, folks. He was born Tyson Luke Fury. He is 20-0 with 14 KOs, and he will be taking on Steve Cunningham. That is April the 20th in the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Tyson Fury, a big ring talk. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be on the show.
How's life treating you?
Absolutely brilliant. Life always treats me good. Every day God gives us is a glorious day.
Okay, let's get the old stuff out of the way. David Price was supposed to be this big mega fight for you in the UK, and of course he got licked by the punchless Tony Thompson. You going to comment on that? Does he have a soft head? Because he didn't get hit in the chin. It's sort of like he had a glass head.
You know, he might have a glass head, but we're just going to say he's got a soft head, and we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he can do in the rematch, you know. Anyone can get caught and knocked out one time, but if you get knocked out twice by the same man, you're finished. So we're not going to hold judgment on him because anyone can get caught, like I said, every boxing. But, you know, Grandad done him, so it's not looking too good for him at the minute, is it?
Tyson Fury is against Tyson, but Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson is probably the most least powerful boxer in the game, almost. I mean, he couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag, and then he knocks out David Price.
Well, I told everyone he was a fraud, you know, but no one wants to listen to me, but...
I'm listening.
One of them things.
I'm listening, Tyson. Tell me.
It's one of them things where, you know, he was getting knocked out as an amateur with shock-absorbing gloves and a big head guard on. So If you get knocked out as an amateur, you got a lot of chance of getting knocked out as a professional, you know. Mm. And it's a rougher, tougher sport, as you know. And it's one of them things. If you fight bums, you're going to expose when you step up a level, even if the guy's 50-year-old nearly.
Yeah, good point there. Now, Tyson, you're fighting April 20th here in the United States. How's this U.S. debut coming? You feeling good about it?
Feeling good. I'm on top of the world at the minute. I'm super confident. I'm really ready. I've trained hard. I've done everything perfect. So I'm going in all systems go to do a good performance on Steve Cunningham.
Okay. When you look at the entire heavyweight picture right now, the Klitschkos, that's like 1A and 1B. And the problem with the Klitschkos holding the title is that nobody knows the difference between the two. I mean, the casual sports fan doesn't know. Yes, the boxing fan knows the difference, Vladimir and Vitaly, okay? But the casual sports fan doesn't know the difference. And plus, those two guys are considered somewhat boring. They put crack addicts to sleep, things like that. What do you think they are at this point of the game? I mean, I think they're over the hill and down, going down as far as their peak was concerned. Their peak was a long time ago, but they seem to hold on. Why are they holding on?
I'll tell you why they are holding on. Because they haven't fought Tyson Fury yet. And that's why they're holding on to them titles. And as soon as I get Cunningham out of the way, I should get the shot at the IBF title. So, well, just relieve Vladimir of every title he's got, you know.
Well, you know, you would do the boxing world justice if you did that. And then a lot of people over in the Russian end of the boxing game and some people in Germany are probably throwing their internet sets around right now. But the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschkos have been good for boxing. For the Klitschkos and for the German boxing fans and for the Russian boxing fans. But as far as the American boxing fans, fans in the UK where the game started, where the Marcus of Queensbury developed boxing, they couldn't give a snot about the Klitschkos.
Definitely, you know, it's one of them things. The boring fighters, the good athletes, and they're in good condition. But like you say, nobody's interested, you know. They can't tell them apart. And they, like you say, they do the same thing, jab and grab, and they'll no risks at all. It's not excitement, you know. Boxing's supposed to be an entertainment business, not falling asleep at the side of the ring and watching some like paint dry for 12 rounds.
Good point. You know, I'm going to tell you, I used to say this. Now you're 6'9", which is like 2 inches bigger than 6'7". But I had won some amateur championships in my time, and I had some decent skills. Could have turned pro, didn't want to. But when I look at the Klitschkos, I think if I was 6'7", I'd be knocking those guys around. I mean, they bring very little to the dance except for their size. I mean, size and the fact that they're in decent shape, but, you know. Hey, did you see that picture they had a few years ago of them two laying together with trunks on a boat?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Was that a little, that had a little gay condensation, a little gayness in that, didn't you think? I couldn't get Tyson to bite on that one. I tried, folks. Tyson Fury is our guest, the undefeated heavyweight sensation, 6'9". What are you weighing these days?
I'm weighing about 250.
Okay. And you'll go into the ring like that?
I'll be going to the ring just under, I think. Or just 250 or just under, 248, 250 is usually a good fighting weight for me.
Okay, on the 20th, now what does Steve Cunningham bring to the dance?
What does he bring? Let's do a tally, shall we? He brings experience, so he's only had 30 fights. I've had 20 myself. He brings, I suppose he brings the superior speed, so he thinks, but he's 37 and I'm 24, so I don't think he has that advantage, neither. And his combination puncher, and I'd say I'm a better combination puncher than him as well, so he doesn't really bring much to the dance, to be honest. The only thing he brings to the dance is that he's a former world champion and he's a bit slippery, but I've prepared with good American sparring, so it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Okay, I want to thank Main Events for this interview. Of course, they put this together. Kathy Dew is a nice lady. She's very easy to look at as well. Tyson didn't bite on that one either, did you? See, Tyson, I'm throwing little tips out there, and
she's no supermodel, is she? Let's just say that.
No, I didn't say she was a supermodel. I just say she isn't hard to look at. Especially when she was younger. This NBC Sports thing. I mean, NBC Sports used to be like it was the network, and now they're bringing it back to Sports Network, and they're building listeners, they're building viewers. Are you going to be a staple on NBC Sports? Or do you see yourself doing a couple of fights on NBC Sports, getting your name out there, and then going straight to HBO? Or, I mean, I see your future with HBO or Showtime, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's the way forward with heavyweight boxing. You know, they haven't really been interested in the heavyweights for a while now, with the Klitschko's being on top. But as soon as they see my style of fighting and my personality, I think that's all going to change. The heavyweight division is coming back alive. When I get on top, I'm just going to take all comers. Any country they live in, they can come and fight, or I'll go to them and fight. And it's all systems go, you know. There's no staying at home or fighting in one part of the world. I'm on the road. I'm a traveling man. And I'm going to fight in every country they want.
April 20th, Madison Square Garden, folks. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com and your local ticket outlets. Of course, the Garden as well. MSG.com. The bottom line is this is the Mecca of boxing and the premier heavyweight contender in the world. And I can say that because all the rest have been eliminated, folks. Or they haven't been proven yet. I mean, Deontay Wilder, I have high hopes for Deontay, but he hasn't stepped up yet. What do you think of Deontay?
To be honest with you, you can't really judge a man who hasn't fought anybody with a heartbeat, really. The guy's fought nobodies all the way through, but he's knocked out 27 of them, so they all take knocking out, so it suggests he's got good power. He looks athletic, but again, I think he's another David Price waiting to happen, you know. You can't just keep fighting bums forever. As soon as he steps up and he gets smashed on that chin of ease, he's going over, because I remember him in the amateurs as well. He couldn't take a punch, and he used to go down every time he got hit cleanly.
I think
Audley Harrison might expose him, to be honest, even though Audley is a bit of a bottle job and he's got no balls. Audley might do the job, because he might just fancy it, you know. He's a 6-1 outsider, and I'm going to have a sneaky little bet on Harrison.
Audley is nuts. I mean, I've interviewed Audley. He says all kinds of crazy things. I mean, he goes off on tangents. I can't believe it. And I don't think he's going to have much of a chance in this fight, but you think at 6-1 he's worth a nickel or so, huh?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, on his night, Audley Harrison, when he turns up once in a blue moon, he actually can fight. But we don't know if he's going to turn up or not, because he's so unpredictable, hot and cold. One minute he's good, next minute he's not. So he looked okay in the prize fight, but that's only a 3-round fight, so you can never tell. And when he's got some big young man swinging punches at him, and he's 40-odd-year-old himself, it's a slim chance. But then again, he could land one of them bombs, and it's all over.
Castle's Corner and Main Events, folks, putting this fight together April the 20th, of course, Saturday. Madison Square Garden, NBC Sports World, NBC Sports Network, the brand-new network on TV. The bottom line is Tyson Fury will be making a statement that day. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, come Sunday morning, the 21st, I expect him to be 21-0 with 15 KOs. Tyson, it's a pleasure having you on the show. I've wanted you for years. I've got you. Don't be a stranger, please.
No, that'll do. I'll come back on when I've defeated Cunningham. And the plan is I'm going on a bitch hunt for Klitschko. We're going to hunt him around the world until he signs a contract, until he fights. Not the old fella, not the pensioner, Vitaly, because he needs to retire, he's too old. But Vladimir, the number one heavyweight in the world, so-called, I'm hunting him down. You know, there's nobody else out there for him to fight, and I'm going to force him to sign that contract and fight me.
Okay, now, when you talk about Vladimir Klitschko, you are talking about a guy with a soft chin. I know a guy that was the late Corey Sanders. Corey Sanders didn't even train for that fight. Corey Sanders, you know what he did? He went on a diet. He didn't train much. He didn't go to the gym much. And he knocks Klitschko out. He knocked a couple other guys out as well. And, of course, Ross Purity stopped him. I mean, he's been stopped. He's got Lehman Brewster. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is all of his losses have been by knockout. I think he's got a bad chin. I think that Emmanuel Stewart gave him that bitch style, don't you think, where they sort of jab and grab and this kind of stuff? Because before Emmanuel came on, they were sort of reckless.
Yeah, you know, but Emmanuel helped him a lot because in that reckless style, he'd have lost and lost again time and time again because he wouldn't be the champion he is now if it wasn't for Emmanuel, really, because the fella obviously has got a chin like a piece of glass, and every time he's cracked on it, it shatters. So when you've got a chin like that, you've got to try and protect it and do the jab and grab boring stuff. But it seems to be effective. But you know what? There's not many heavyweights that can expose that style, is there? Because they're not fast enough, game enough, or brave enough to get stuck in and actually throw some punches. That's where I come into the scene, you know. Throw a lot of punches. I've got a heart of a lion and a will of steel. And to beat me, you've got to knock me out. Simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, Castle's Corner, main events, April 20th, NBC Sports World. The great Tyson Fury in the main event versus Steve Cunningham. Tyson, best of luck to you. We're talking about a week and a half.
Take it easy. God bless you.
All the best. Tyson Fury, folks, the unbeaten UK sensation. Wow, in the heavyweight division. 6'9". Tyson can fight. Tyson can talk. And like James Brown, Tyson don't take no smack. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Tyson has taken some big punches. James Douglas is not a great puncher, but he's a 230-pound man throwing some hard stuff. And Tyson, to his credit, has stood in there and taken the punches.
Oh, what a right hand by Tyson to begin the 10th round. Emphasis on man, Larry. This has been an inspired, courageous performance by a man whose mother has died within the past month, whose son's mother is battling a difficult kidney ailment, who had every reason to come into this bout depressed and downtrodden, chosen by no one to have a chance of getting out of the first few rounds, and he has thoroughly dominated Mike Tyson with the exception of the moment when he went down.
Well, the other day, John Johnson's Douglas's manager, and Douglas himself said, "I am a new person now," and apparently he is.
He's been a whole different person than the one every boxing expert expected to see here.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Brawling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
It's over.
It's over.
Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
They didn't seem too excited, did they? The HBO guys, Mike Tyson getting knocked out there. If you listen to the international feed, it was like the biggest thing that, wow. But they were in Japan, and the arena was like dead. It was like a rosary or something, like a funeral. I mean, the fans didn't clap, didn't whistle, nothing. They just sat there like in silence and watched Mike Tyson, well, Iron Mike Tyson, get melted down into aluminum. That's where he became Aluminum Mike Tyson. If you remember, I asked Mike after the Kevin McBride fight, his last fight, I think it was in 2003, back in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., I said to him, Mike, a lot of people wonder when your peak went. When did you, hit your zenith? Well, I haven't been the same, quote, I haven't been the same since the Carl Williams fight. Of course, that was in 1989. Of course, he got defeated in early 1990. The meltdown in Tokyo, as we just heard, by Buster Douglas. James Buster Douglas going on to pull off the biggest upset in sports history and then go down like a dog, woof, woof, in the fight with Evander Holyfield. Now, Buster and I are pretty good friends, but the bottom line is, you can't live that one down. Sort of like Michael Moore getting knocked out by George Foreman. I mean, you're in your prime. You get knocked out by a 45-year-old man with one punch? What are you thinking? How do you go home? That's what I never understood is, how do you go home? See, I never got battered like that in boxing. I didn't. Maybe if I got lit up like that, I'd be a little bit more humble. But I never did, and I just couldn't, I couldn't fathom that. Anyway, tonight, Nonito Donaire. Once beaten Filipino-American, of course, out of Newark, California, San Leandro, California, across the bay here from San Francisco, California. He is the former flyweight champion, former 115-pound champion, 118-pound champion, now fighting at 122. He takes on his unbeaten 122-pound counterpart, Guillermo Rigueno, tonight. Rigueno's got, like, I think, like 11 fights, that's all. I mean, he's got nothing, but he's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. And the problem with him was he liked to party, as do much of the Cubans. I told you about that, right? When I was working with the Cubans back in the 90s, they were coming over from the island, and they were settling, obviously, in Miami, Florida, and Harold Smith was promoting down there, and there was a lot of guys involved, but Dio Belli's Hurtado was one of the fighters. And once these guys got over here, they were starved in Cuba. I mean, no booze, no sex, no weed, no food, no nothing, okay? All of a sudden, they get over here, all this stuff is plentiful. Okay, and since they're boxers, people are willing to give it to them for free. That's just the way it is. Okay, so these guys got sort of lured into the Miami social life, the nightlife, et cetera, et cetera. And I would go over to run with these guys in the morning. I won't name the other guys, but I go over to run with them in the morning. I smell booze, and I mean fresh booze. And I'd ask the trainer. His name was Rene. I said, Rene, well, I smell alcohol. He goes, oh, that's okay. The fighter has a little bit in the morning, to get going. To get going. If a fighter needs to drink in the morning, he's an alcoholic. He's not a fighter. Anyway, that was the Cuban scene. Tonight, Rigueno, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, a man that defected to Brazil the first time. And, of course, he defected twice from Cuba. And the first time he defected, he was in a Brazilian hotel, and he ran up a bill down there for like 5 or 6 grand And the Brazilian people were upset. They said, you know what, you're going back to Cuba. So they deported him back to Cuba. So then Castro gave him another shot, and he defected again, two-time Olympic gold medalist. And he's the real deal. Not like that guy from China. You know, you saw him on TV last week with the Brian Valoria loss of the World Flyweight Championship to Estrada. Okay, you saw that the Chinese fighter on the undercard, or the main event, the four-round main event, call it what you want. Let me tell you about my experience in China. Having been the first broadcaster to ever broadcast radio and or television from the People's Republic of China since the Mao, the communist takeover in 1949, I know a little bit about this. I know a little bit about China. I just do. Okay, in 93, we did the Brawl at the Wall. We broadcast that, of course, coast to coast in the United States. We taped live to tape. I did a good show. Lorenzo Barber and Mike Sadio, Mike Weaver was on the card. It was a pretty entertaining card for the most part, okay? But I was in a grumpy mood when I did the broadcast, so I don't think I came off. I sort of came off a little grumpy in the broadcast. Did some radio from over there as well. But the bottom line is that was in 93. And then in 94, we went back to Macau. We did a fight there. And it didn't, which was horrible. And we had some Chinese fighter on the card. Maybe I've told you this story before, but he was a kung fu master, a martial artist, okay? So we were training together, and I was running with these guys, and he wouldn't run. He didn't want to do road work. He said he didn't run. So he didn't believe in road work. So I was, oh, God, guy doesn't believe in road work. How the hell can he fight? So we went to breakfast one morning. After we ran, he didn't run. And went downstairs in a hotel. I think it was called the Oriental Mandarin Hotel in Macau. I wonder if it's still there. And he ate 14 strips of bacon. He put 14 strips of bacon on his plate, okay, and mashed potatoes and all kinds of crap that you're not supposed to eat if you're a fighter, especially for breakfast, okay? But he ate all the stuff. So then we had the fight, and the fight, as it turned out, was a fix. In fact, we were running the television of this Macau show. I don't know if it ever aired, and they said, we're going to go off TV for this one fight. And I was suspicious. I said, well, why are we going off TV for this one fight? Then I saw the Chinese guy in the ring. Then I saw the opponent in the ring. The opponent was a former professional wrestler who had lost like 150 or 200 pounds. He had like that stomach all stapled up, that kind of stuff. So the guy had skin hanging off him. He probably should have had surgery to move the excess skin. That's how fat he was at one point in time, okay? So he steps into the ring below the steps into the ring, and he and this Chinese guy go back and forth, and the wrestler knows how to take a wrestling dive. He doesn't know how to take a boxing dive. So he takes this wrestling dive, and he bounces across the ring, and the people in the auditorium go absolutely berserk. I mean, they're throwing things in the ring. They're rioting. I grabbed the ring microphone. I tried to quiet them down. I told John Shirley, the referee at that point in time, we had a couple of friends there. I said, get them out of here. Get them to the hotel across the street. So he split. A riot ensued. The Macau police came and arrested promoter Harold Smith, or detained him at least for a few hours. And the Chinese sensation, well, he was Chinese history. He never fought again. So now they've got this other young man, and they're trying to perpetrate a fraud upon the boxing public again. Because like Teddy Atlas said, and I don't agree with Teddy all the time, but he watched him in the two Olympic gold medal wins, and he thinks that he was gifted in both those wins. And I happen to think that the guy ain't much. I mean, he really isn't much. I mean, when you look at some of the guys that we've put out in the Olympics, as far as the United States is concerned, they would lick this guy like a stamp. He's got nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. The bottom line is, don't expect China to be producing any world champions in the world of boxing anytime soon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we come to you every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. The first hour is all about boxing. The second hour is about MMA, the world of UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Evicta, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, we do MMA. Uriah Faber, the California Kid, will be on today's show. Uriah and I talked a couple weeks ago, of course, about his fight tonight with Scotty Jorgensen, about life being he's an iconic figure in the world of the UFC. So Uriah Faber coming up in hour number two. Remember, 2 hours of Ring Talk on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Then Sunday morning, we are the recap, the review and the preview. On Sunday mornings, we talk about all the stuff that happened on Sunday night, all the stuff that happened on Saturday night, all the stuff that happened over the weekend, the past week. We'll put it all together, MMA and boxing, for 1 hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So once again, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sundays. Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, you can always check out Ring Talk on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Larry Merchant coming up in the next segment, folks, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I am the man. the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Anybody out there that says anything different, you're just not telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Game Golf is revolutionizing golf, and now you can be a part of it at GameGolf.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all of the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with GameGolf.com. Game Golf lets you quickly and easily measure every aspect of your actual round. Go to GameGolf.com today to discover golf's newest and most innovative interactive technology. With Game Golf, you can track all of your shots and connect with your friends from around the corner to around the world. See your game, share your game, compare your game, and compete like never before. Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood are both early adopters, and you can be too. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way golf is played. Go to GameGolf.com today and join golf's global revolution. You can see all of the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have away from the links. Check out GameGolf.com today. Know your game. GameGolf.com.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Let the boys harmonize. Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest, what can I say? He is the former HBO godfather. He is the godfather of boxing when it comes to broadcasting, no question about that. And he just returned from his first free agent gig in Macau. I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant. Larry, good morning, sir.
Hey, Pedro, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you feeling? Jet lagged?
I think I just got over it.
Yeah, it took
been
me
here a couple days, and my body has finally caught up to my watch.
I couldn't do it when I was in my 20s, and my 20s and 30s. I don't know how you do it. In my 20s and 30s, I was like, I'd come back from China for, and I sleep for 2 days.
Well, on and off, I've been doing that, and trying to stay awake long enough to get a good night's sleep.
Okay. Talk to me now. Macau, when I was there in the 90s, it was hot, but it wasn't Vegas on steroids. Now it truly is Vegas on steroids, huh?
Well, I've been told by a number of sources that they now do six times the amount of gambling revenue as in Las Vegas. There are two sites there crowded or mobbed with high-rise casino hotels, and the Chinese people do have an impulse toward gambling. They have a completely different view of it than Westerners do.
Gambling and cigarettes.
yeah, that too. I had the rawest throat I've ever had before a fight. Just from walking through the casinos. I wasn't even hanging out there.
Well, they...
So it goes.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting trip. I think that now Macau, and particularly the Venetian Hotel, which has a sister or brother place in Vegas, mm-hmm. owned by Merv Adelson, the well-known political contributor... and they're the only hotel with an arena. And they see an opportunity the way Pacquiao has gone in the Philippines. And now that there's a double gold medalist, the first ever from China in boxing, and they want to exploit it and maybe bring some big fights over there.
You know, Larry, having experienced Chinese boxing, in the 90s, we had a Chinese sensation. I just told my listeners about that. He was an MMA fighter and a kung fu master, and they brought him over to boxing, and they put him with me for a couple days in Macau before the fight, and he was training in the morning. He wouldn't run with us, but he would train on 14 strips of bacon and things like that. That's what his diet consisted of. So anyway, he ended up getting lit up. He couldn't fight. I watched the Olympian, the two-time Olympian the other night. I know it was, you know, early on for him as a professional, but I just don't see what the Chinese want to see there. I think they're dreaming.
Maybe, but he was a two-time gold medalist and three-time international champion, so he's got something there. I think he didn't look quite professional in that fight. You thought they would have put him in with the most sacrificial of sacrificial lambs, but they put him in with this very tall, very awkward Mexican 18-year-old.
Who was tough.
He didn't know he wasn't supposed to win. And yep. He made it tough. And Xu Ming, I think to his credit, decided, okay, I can't just box this guy the way I boxed a lot of guys in the amateurs. And he tried to make a brawl out of it. Won every round, but didn't look like a superhuman prospect. But we'll see as things go along. Maybe he'll be a crowd pleaser, and maybe he'll return to his old boxing style, depending on who the opponent is. But it's a start, and 200 plus million Chinese saw it on television.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, and we were over there in 93 and 94. We were figuring out the television demographics, configurations, and things like that. They're talking about pay-per-view at that point, time trying to put a pay-per-view process in, all kinds of things over there. And I know that they've got the people. I know they've got the money. I just don't know if they've got the talent here. Speaking of talent, tonight, your ex-employer, HBO, is going with Nonito Donair, the once-beaten Filipino Flash out of Newark, California, Filipino American born here in the United States, taking on the Cuban-born Guillermo Rigueno, the unbeaten 122-pound counterpart. Now, Rigano is a two-time Olympic gold medalist, too, but he's looked a little bit more promising in his fights, especially in his debut, than he has the Chinese fighter.
Well, Cuba and the Philippines and Puerto Rico and other relatively small places, everything is relatively small compared to China, have real boxing cultures, real boxing infrastructures. On the other hand, Yao Ming came out of China.
Yeah.
And so you have to, there may be exceptions to the rule now and then of fighters coming from places that you don't expect serious fighters to come from. I am fascinated by and very interested in the fight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Rigondeaux has ever been hit a good professional punch in his style, and I think somewhere along the way, Danair will hit him, and then we'll see what he's made of and how Danair handles that kind of a Olympic-style boxer.
Want to say hello to Johnny down there in San Bernardino. They call it the Island Empire. Listen on 910 AM KRAK Radio. Manny Pacquiao. All right, so who are you picking tonight, Donaire or Rigondeaux?
Are you asking me,
yeah,
Pedro?
Yeah, you're the godfather. I mean, yeah,
since I'm not actually doing the fight.
Okay.
I never made predictions of fights I would do,
mm-hmm.
although I always had thoughts about it. I do think I will give the edge to Donaire until proven otherwise. He's been active, much more active than other top fighters in the last year or two. He can box, and he can punch. He's a classic boxer-puncher, and I think somewhere along the way he'll get his licks in, and then I think going in he has to be the favorite. And Rigondeaux, after 500 amateur fights and 11 professional fights, still has to prove he can deal with a fighter of that magnitude.
Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. He is the most famous freelance HBO, ex-HBO broadcast. That's why I call you a free agent. I used to be a free agent. I used to go around the promoters and try to get gigs and travel around the world. Finally, I said, I had enough. I don't want to travel anymore. I know I'll leave it traveling up to you, Larry. I don't want to travel. I really don't.
Well, if it's a good fight in an interesting place and they make me a good offer, I'll listen and I'll get on a plane.
Okay. I had him on the show a little earlier. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, 20-0, 14 KOs. Is Tyson Fury the cure to the Klitschko boar?
I don't know. You know, the fighters we see from Britain usually have a ceiling below that of world champion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's the answer. I just don't know. Until he's fought somebody serious and gets tested. Right now, what he can say is he's big.
Mm-hmm.
And they've moved him in the correct way. And everybody seems to be either aiming for a fight with Klitschko, which would be their biggest payday, or waiting until the Klitschkos retire.
Well, he doesn't seem to want to wait for the Klitschkos to retire. He would like to fight either of the Klitschkos, specifically Vladimir.
Well, I think that that's the way most heavyweights feel, and they feel that today. Look, it's a sport. It's a business, and business-wise, that's where the payoff is. And the Klitschkos are in their late 30s and early 40s. And one of these days, we're going to wake up and in the morning, and there's going to be a new heavyweight champion. We just don't know what day or who will be.
Okay. The American hope is Deontay Wilder. He's an unbeaten lad, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. They call him the bronze bomber. Mark Breland's training him, but he has yet to fight anybody with a pulse. He's taking on Audley Harrison, the former Olympic gold medalist from the UK.
Harrison has less than a pulse. Much less a pulse. But, you know, one of the ways you judge a fighter, Pedro, I've always thought, is what the management thinks of him. Because they'll know more about him than you will. And And how you can judge that is by how they match him. And here, 5 years after his Olympics, and 24, 25 fights into his professional career, he's fighting Audley Harrison.
Yep.
You know, so they're moving him
backwards, Larry.
Rather carefully, I'd say.
I say they're moving him backwards. He's like regressing. I mean, as far as his ability to put up is concerned, I mean, the guy's 6'7", 6'8". He's like 250 pounds. He should be out there making a statement. He's an American. He should be out there making a statement. He should be hiding out.
Pedro, he and his management are making a statement. They don't think he's a serious fighter.
Good point.
If they did think he was a serious fighter, the statement would be made by having him fight more serious opponents.
You know what? That's why you are the Godfather. That eloquent little synopsis right there, that sort of says it all. No doubt about that. Larry, how's your wife dealing with the jet lag? She doing okay?
She's doing a little better than me, actually. She's been getting 10 or 11 hours of sleep.
Well.
No, we're doing good. I feel I got my land legs under me again, and I'm going out for a nice long walk after this show and getting on with my day, and I'll watch the fight tonight.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, all the best to you. Say hello to the Godmother for me, and I will talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember when we met, we listened to the radio. Tune in the stylistics and dance out on the patio. But now we're always busy, we never seem to get the chance.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, this is Acosta the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Man, what a sax, huh? Tom Pulitzer. Tom's from Stanford, California. Not Stanford University, Stanford, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of boxing, the IBF light heavyweight champion, he's 48 years old. Do I have to mention his name? I will. Bernard Hopkins. What is he now? Like 50 and he's lost a lot of fights, but he's still around. 48 years old. Who cares? Go home. Anyway, he's going to take on some guy by the name of Kyle Muret. 25-1-1, 15 KOs. Muret can fight. He's strong. And he's real rough. Manny Pacquiao. Good old Manny. Yeah, he's coming back. Maybe. September. Maybe in against Juan Manuel Marquez over in the Singapore. Maybe in Macau at the Venetian, like Larry Merchant talked about. Maybe in Hong Kong. They're talking about putting this card in Asia, okay? But the problem with airing a card in Asia is that you got to air it over here like some godly hour. And pay-per-view people don't want to buy pay-per-views at 9 a.m. They don't. So in order to have a card on pay-per-view here in the United States, you would have to start it in China at 9 o'clock in the morning for a Saturday night. I kid you not. So we'll see if they cross that bridge when they get there. But the bottom line is a lot of roadblocks in putting the fight up for pay-per-view as far as Asia is concerned. Johnny Duploy, the South African fighter, he died from heart complications this week. He was only 48 years old. Man, he was a pretty good guy. I met him a couple times. He used to fight for Rodney Berman. And, I mean, he was a pretty good guy. And, he beat Mike Jameson. Remember Mike Jameson? Yeah, he was the guy that knocked down Mike Tyson in Japan before Mike Tyson got lit up by Buster Douglas. But Mike Jameson was out of San Jose, California. Pretty rough guy. He fought Mike Tyson. Steve Zawski was one of the guys I went to China with, and he fought, Duploy fought him as well. David Bay, another guy I went to China with, and David Bay is spelled B-E-Y, not B-A-Y. James Quick Tillis. Man, Tyrone Booz. Fought a lot of good guys. Didn't say he beat him a lot of good guys, but he fought a lot of good guys. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The MMA Hour is upcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We want to thank my guests, the great Tyson Fury. We want to thank Main Events. Hey, got to get it going on here. Got to thank Larry Merchant, the godfather, formerly with HBO. I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, we're talking MMA with Dave Meltzer and Uriah Faber on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.